Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you. On this Friday morning, it's May 24th, and if you're traveling in this morning, guess what? It's a little bit faster this morning. No school buses, no school zones, no kids standing at bus stops. Yeah, I think that school is pretty much officially over for all. But we still want to ask you to stay engaged throughout the day. We know that a lot of kids, a lot of parents, I know it just seemed like DC and I were saying on the ride in this morning, it seemed like school just crept up on us and then we turned around and school was over. And so a lot of people have found themselves unprepared about what to do with their kids for the summer. So a lot of kids are going to be at home. A lot of teenagers are going to be babysitting younger kids. And that makes for a combination of various different things. So we want to encourage you to stay engaged throughout the day. I mean, kids, if they're anything like ours, we know, and you remember what it was like when school was over, the excitement of being out of school and being able to do what you want. Well, now there are so many more things for our kids to get involved in, and some of those things may not necessarily be good things. So we're asking you to be vigilant, to make sure that you watch out for kids throughout your day. Listen, I don't know about you this morning, but yesterday was our last day, our official last day of school, and we took a real big sigh of relief. You know, sometimes when your kids are in school, it feels like you've had to go back to school as well, so it's a break for parents. Everybody was out yesterday. So many people were out for lunch with their kids. that was really great to see. And so now that parents are back on the grind, we know that it's going to be challenging. There are a lot of things that are going on in the city that you can connect with for your kids. So I hope that you find something that they can do to keep them occupied. And what we know from articles is that kids experience what experts call learning loss during the summer. So make sure that you keep them engaged by taking them to the library, introducing them to reading, finding great series of books that they can read, and just make sure that you keep them engaged so that their minds are fresh and alert and that they're not taking all of their energy to sit on the couch and play video games or use the mediums that we have come to understand our kids use. So just food for thought this morning. Also want to remind you on another note that you can connect with us, and we're so pleased and honored that so many people are reaching out to the OPT Network, and you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302, or you can once again go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com or simply phone us 318-445-5658. A lot of people are getting revved up for the long weekend, for the Memorial Day weekend, and just the energy of having a long weekend is in the atmosphere. Kids are out of school. Parents are taking, as I said, a sigh of relief because, you know, the hustle and bustle of getting kids to and from school is over for a moment. So you know what? It's a beautiful morning. We hope that yours is off to a great start. It's 7:41. You're on point, everybody, and we want you to stay with us for what we love every Friday, Real Women, Real Talk. Stay engaged, stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back, and we'll tell you who's on point right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:47. Today, of course, is Friday. Like you didn't know that. You know what? I hope that your week has been amazing. And I've been talking to a couple people, and I was saying, like, about Tuesday, I got into a funk. And I don't have any idea why. And DC and I were talking about it. And he said, you know what? It's okay, Carlette. You just kind of got off kilter a little bit. He said, that's not your usual demeanor. But you know what we started doing? We started speaking back to that funk. I started just speaking back to it. And yesterday I went and I was talking to another sister friend, and she said, you know what? I'm just frustrated. I think a lot of people are just sort of frustrated, and it puts you in a funk. But what you've got to do, and this is a word for you as you're traveling in this morning, you've got to recognize when that happens. You've got to expose it, and then you've got to start speaking back to those voices in your head that are absolutely trying to bring you down. And you know what? Every day should feel like Friday. Every day that you have another opportunity, it means that you get more grace to actually get up and run the race of possibility. So if you've been in a funk this week and you're feeling like, phew, it's finally Friday, I want you to just take a moment and just be grateful. Be grateful for even the funk. The word said, in all things, give thanks. Not for the funk, but just give thanks, because those funks, those times of frustration, if you really sit down and you really think about it, you'll begin to understand that that too is about something. They help you to get just a little bit better. And what it did for me is it helped me to identify what is really going on. What is really happening with me Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday, I kind of started coming out of it. But you know what? I refuse I absolutely, unequivocally refuse to see my cup half full. I refuse to do it. And I would encourage you to say, to take that same demeanor, to have that same posture, and understand that everything that happens, if you just look a little bit deeper into it, you'll understand that there are reasons for the things that happen. But you can't let them define your day, your week, or your month. You gotta just keep pressing, keep pushing. You know what? A lot of parents are going through challenges with their kids, what to do with them, how the school year went. You know what I say? Yesterday is over. You can't fix yesterday. All you can do is fix today. Look at what you can do to be powerful, to be strong, and to be resilient, to bounce back today. And guess what? You've got grace. I've got grace. We've got it for today. All right. So that's the word that I want to give you this morning as you're traveling in. Next, I want to let you know that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, here's their website. It's www.hixsonhasit.com, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, Medicaid, and LaChip. Not only are they changing, they have changed. And now you have a choice for your health care. Amerigroup Real Solutions is the choice for getting the care you need when you need it. And we've been telling you, I can't believe it, May has wound down. We're already the 24th of May. Open enrollment is through May. So we want to encourage you to stop, take 60 seconds, and pick up and say, you know what, I want to choose Amerigroup Real Solutions. I want to get the care for my family and my child that I need. And all you've got to do is phone 1-855-229-6848. 1-855, God bless you, 1-855-229-6848. When you need help, Amerigroup Real Solutions is there to help you. Thousands of network doctors and specialists to choose from, hospitals in your service areas, health checks and screenings, immunizations, rides to your doctor's appointment, eye care for children under 21 years old. And I don't know about you parents, but I'm going to tell you what, now that school is over, there are certain health checks that we need to get, that we all need to get, but we need to make sure that we have a group like Amerigroup Real Solutions that will help us to arrange for us and our families to continue to get the Medicaid and the LaChip benefits that we all need to stay healthy. Amerigroup Real Solutions is offering Medicaid and LaChip through Bayou Health. The number, once again, 1-855-229-6848. Or, if this is easier, 1-855-BAYOU4U. Well, you know what? We're always excited every single day, but on Fridays when we get to bring women in to encourage each other, to encourage our passions, to help us to be more powerful, to help us to see the difference makers that we are. You know, I said when we interviewed Mrs. Obama that we always try to talk to people who are game changers. And this morning, let me tell you who we're speaking to. And before I start, Tarnisha Brady was going to be joining us this morning, but we have very sad news. Her dad went home to be with the Lord this morning. So Tarnisha, let us just first say that our thoughts and our heart and our prayers are with you and your family this morning. So sad to hear the news, and that we will be praying for you and your family throughout the day. But this morning we're joined by Stephanie Prestridge. She is an attorney and she is the owner of Lineage Law Firm. And we're also joined by Miss Donna Caffaretta. Everybody is all blue jean clad on this Friday. She is the marketing director for Southern Heritage Bank. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So, Donna, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm very good.
You look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I am doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. And Stephanie can be... she can fool you because she is so meek and humble looking, but I think she's really got a lot of tenacity underneath that veneer.
It's well hidden.
So Donna, please meet Stephanie. Stephanie, please meet Donna.
Thank you so much. I just love that. She was just telling me how much she loves our bank. I love to hear that.
And we love Southern Heritage Bank. So ladies, this is what I want to talk about this morning. I follow Forbes a lot. And what they've done in the last couple of days is they have named America's 100 most powerful women. And of course, people who listen to the show know that last week we had the First Lady of the United States of America, Mrs. Michelle Obama, on the show, and she was number 4 on the list. But as I read the article and I read about the power that each woman has, and I choose to call those women and women like yourselves game changers. And so this morning, what I want to focus on is how we begin to harness and use the power that lies within each and every one of us. Now, I'm talking about the totality of that power. I'm talking about the spiritual power. I'm talking about the power that leads us into our destiny, the power that we have to encourage each other and to just get better. And Stephanie, you said what about really harnessing that power?
Man, I think sometimes for women it's scary to try to harness that power. And I think that a lot of times, especially early in life as a woman, that power comes facially, because you'll see that the movers and shakers in elementary school, junior high school are always the girls with a good spunky personality, and they're pretty. And I don't mean that negatively,
right?
Because I'm hoping my little girls want to. but what you'll find is that the power that comes with being a strong woman is often initially associated with your ability to make somebody laugh or to be pretty.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that a lot of women have a hard time harnessing that power initially because it was a facial assessment. So we have to learn how to harness something deeper than that facial assessment.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Donna, as I was talking to Stephanie, as we were talking during the show, she said, you know, this is something I had never really thought about. And it's something I had never really thought about. I read an article in Essence magazine that talked about harnessing your power, you know, setting boundaries, setting goals for yourself. And I think that many women, we forget just how powerful we are. And when I looked at those 100 women, those 100 most powerful women, I started thinking, that's 100 women that Forbes looked at and they recognized, but there are so many powerful women.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just right here in Central Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot about, you know, my community service work, and through Kiwanis,
mm-hmm.
I've got a core. Not in my local club. I'd like to see more women. We're a 75-year-old club here in Alexandria, and we talk about that, the board members and our officers. But I've got one group that's out in Leesville, and it is just a strong network of women. And
mm-hmm.
they took a dying community civic club that was doing great things in the community for children that had started to die. The elders had kind of moved on. And they said, what is it going to take to revive this club? And they said, find a group of women.
Wow.
And they pulled in a large group of women, and I mean, they're knocking it out. They are
making
a difference.
And I want to say this about the Kiwanis Club, because you were one of the first, if not the first.
I was for the Kiwanis of Alexandria. We have two clubs here in Alexandria,
mm-hmm.
but for the Kiwanis of Alexandria, I was their first female president in 75 years.
In 75 years.
Last year. And it wasn't that, and now see, women have been in Kiwanis for 25 years now. And we're almost 100-year-old club.
But they're almost 100 years old.
Almost
We've only been there for 25 years.
And they knew they wanted a female, but they just didn't know when it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I love the line at my installation over a year ago was they said, Greg Beard said, we knew we were going to have a female. We just didn't think it was going to be, excuse my French, a damn Yankee from Chicago to come down and make it happen. But I've embraced it, you know, for the last 7 years, and I just love, you know, what I've been able to do here.
And you and Stephanie both are one of those, or two of those women, and there are so many of so many great women in our community right here that are movers and shakers. And you're from Chicago originally, from out in that area. Has it been challenging to come in and be a woman that is powerful?
That's a great question. It is a very good question. I think I've felt the most comfortable probably in the last 2 years of the 7 years that I've been here.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I had to find my way. You know, I had to find the right organizations to get involved in, so I took my time. You know, I wanted to be a part of programs and efforts that were making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to kind of weed through that and
now let's talk about
educate myself.
Absolutely. Let's talk about 75 years of really all men. Then 25 years later, women are integrated. But now, for the first time ever, a woman being the president, what kind of pressure is that? What kind of power do you have to harness to make that happen?
You know, I've always considered myself one of the boys. Mm-hmm. I really have. In most of my working life, I've been working professionally for over 25 years, and I really have always considered myself one of the boys. Very similar to what Stephanie had said, I kind of don't look at what the outside shell is.
Mm-hmm.
I just get in there and do what they do, and I'm accepted that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't hard at all. At least this most current group, and we've got 90 members, and you know, I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a great working team, and it's the cause that you focus on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can all harness our power and how we can find that place of peace, that place of spirituality that speaks to the possibility that is greatness for each and every one of us. Stay on point, everybody. It's 2 minutes after 8. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk. For smart people.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's Friday. Oh, yeah. It feels good. And it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And this segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading Central Louisiana in sleep comfort. But not just leading in sleep comfort. I'm going to tell you what. If you're looking for the best night's rest, you're looking to present your best self. This is what the new sleep study said. It said Americans are getting an average of 6.6 hours of sleep. Not enough. Many of us are not getting enough rest because everybody's saying, yeah, that's me. Not getting enough rest because I believe we're not sleeping on the right mattress. Well, if that's you, stop waiting. American Wholesale Mattress can help you. Kara and David are always on point to make sure that you get what you need, get the best price that you need, and the best night's rest that you need. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network, we're Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and we're talking about the power and harnessing that power that lies within women, and really what prompted and spawned this conversation, I'm thinking of fish, but nevertheless, this conversation really was birthed in my spirit after reading Forbes 100 Most Powerful Women, and they are incredible women, but there are incredible women right here in Central Louisiana. There are other incredible women around the world, and I started thinking, Stephanie and Donna, are we doing all that we can to understand the power? And Stephanie, as we were talking, you're an attorney. You ended up leaving the firm that you were at and started your own firm. But a lot of that was harnessing your power.
A lot of it was. That was a great firm where I was. And I, when I left, it was very, very hard. It was very, very hard. But
why?
Well, it was a hard time in my life. My dad had just died. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to have to go out on your own. It is. It's mm-hmm. scary. It's frightening. Oh, my goodness. It's horrifyingly frightening.
Absolutely. And why are we so afraid to say how scary it is to start our own business?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if people are afraid to say that we are afraid. I think that I think we're meant to be practical. And so you look at it and you go, oh, my gosh, if I go out on my own, I have to have a space and it costs this much and I have to have staff and they cost mm-hmm. this much. And we have to have this certain image, and can I afford to have that image to be this, you know, this hoity-toity mm-hmm. loiter? And
can I make it?
Can I make it? And fear of failure. Mm-hmm. That's my crippling factor right there.
Is that your kryptonite?
Oh, my goodness. I'm terrified to fail, but I have to tell you, you know, when you start looking at small blessings in your life, this was my hugest blessing, was my husband, who is my spine. He is my best friend. And when he looked at me and he says, you can do this, and I'm right here with you, failure's not an option.
It is not an option.
That there was no stopping from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you look at the things that you're afraid of, and thank goodness I had someone there to push me along the way and say, we're going to overcome this. You're going to jump this puddle and you're going to go on.
Right.
Because I don't know if I would have had the personal fortitude to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. But God put the right people in the right place at the right time, and he put my husband where I needed him to be.
Absolutely.
And that was a gift. It really was a gift.
And so, Donna and Stephanie, we see all the time, and this is something that I continually talk about, and I'm going to talk about. You said something very powerful. Your biggest kryptonite is fear of failure.
Absolutely.
But isn't everybody's?
Oh, yes. I think everybody's. And that probably goes back when you were talking about high school and grade school. It's the pressures that are put on us
mm-hmm.
at a young age. I was very lucky that I had two very supportive parents. And my sister, who was 2 years older than me, was number one all the time in education in
mm-hmm.
her class.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't outgoing with all the social activities. And my parents pushed good grades, but they didn't, you know, it wasn't where I was going to be grounded for it. And so the goals that I set for myself were to achieve as good as my sister, if not better.
Now, was that hard?
It was hard because, you know, I'd be coming behind her every, mm-hmm. you know, in classes where they had my sister Kay. Now, what was I going to do?
Right.
But I had also chose to be a little more outgoing, and I got into the sports and I got into the school clubs mm-hmm. and things. But you have to not let the school peer pressure. You have to find the positive peer pressure.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what Stephanie has found. She, through her husband and her family mm-hmm. and God putting her in the right places, is there is always peer pressure in life, mm-hmm. but you've got to seek out the positive peer pressure.
Right.
And I try to talk to, you know, the children that we work with Kiwanis and other things about that, that peer pressure is all right when it's a positive peer pressure. And you just have to be able to stand on your own 2 feet and walk away.
But don't you have to realize, Stephanie, where your strengths lie? And you said something that was very common, and I feel it with my business and the business that we're in, where you said, I'm not a leader.
I'm not a leader of people. I am an excellent worker bee. I am the person you want to be your follower. I am absolutely a fantastic follower.
Man, doesn't it take, and Donna's shaking her head, doesn't it take so much power to say that?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Donna said that I was so impressed with, though, is that you recognized where your sister was and that you set your goal to do as well as she did, if not better. But my question is that who you were? Like, you know, I'm looking at my little girl right now and everybody says, well, you know, you're going to have this little princess who's going to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I just want her to be Ava Grace. You know, so I just was really impressed by that you recognized that you were trying to, you know, at least do as well as your sister, but you also were brave enough to say, I am not my sister.
Yes. Mm.
That's
yes.
pretty impressive.
Right. And my family, I think my mom and dad knew that. You know, they saw the differences in us, and they cheerleaded both of us mm-hmm. in the paths that we chose to do
mm-hmm.
and
impressive.
Our accomplishments
mm-hmm.
and that. And, you know, so you kind of take that. You know, I've got some great role models all through my life in school. And I know a lot of great teachers, and I think that when they push you, they're pushing you for the positive.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, and I'm sure as women we've all heard this, whether it's a teacher, I've heard family members look at their children and say, why can't you be more like so-and-so? Why mm-hmm. can't you be more like Stephanie? Why can't you be more like Donna? And I'm like, I am heartbroken for that child, for that person, because that's not who they are.
No.
And maybe you want a certain character trait. Maybe you want them to be braver or stronger,
but
or
aren't we
sociable,
are but aren't we all as parents at some point, or can't we all be guilty of pushing our child because we see someone else's child excelling beyond what we think ours are excelling, and we think that they should be doing more, pushing harder?
I think that's a natural.
It's a natural.
Yeah.
But if you can step back and recognize it, I know over the years with ours, I probably did that. And it was that mind sink of wanting them to be better,
mm-hmm.
better than you were.
Absolutely.
You know? Right. But what Stephanie was saying, you know, I'm an empty nester right now. So I sit and I enjoy the children in the cul-de-sac. And I love sitting and chatting with them about, you know, well, what sports are you going to be taking, or are you going to pick up an instrument, or, you know? And it's interesting when you hear them say that they're not interested, but yet mommy or daddy, you know,
mm-hmm.
wants me to. Right. And I'm like, well, have you spoke up about what you want to try or not try? You need to, you know. And you see that a lot with children, that
mm-hmm.
the children are forced into, you know, different kinds of sports mm-hmm. or events. And when young people can stand up and say, Dad, I want to focus on band,
mm-hmm.
or I don't want to do baseball anymore.
Right.
And that's empowering your children.
Absolutely.
You know I'm guilty as a mother of telling, my little girl goes to dance,
mm-hmm.
and I am adamant she will go to dance. And
mm-hmm.
and it's...
You're adamant?
I'm adamant she will go to dance.
Why are you so adamant about that?
Because most of the activities that little girls want to do, like possibly cheerleading, dance line, anything like that, it's all grounded in dance.
Okay.
And I didn't take dance. And let me tell you, when you look under no rhythm, you got me. That
I'm there too.
Me. Okay, like my husband took me to a ball and he wouldn't even let me dance. He was like, no, just stand and look. So I am adamant that she goes to dance, so that if someday in the future, if she wants to do those things, I have made sure that she's got the skill set
mm-hmm.
to progress in those things. Now, I will tell you that every week when we go to dance, it's, I don't want to go. Mom, I don't want to go. I want to stay home. And I know I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I know I'm wrong. But someday she'll think.
You know you're wrong.
Someday she'll think.
Okay.
Well, when she can dance a waltz at her wedding, she's going to thank you.
And that may be a long time.
And that may be all that this pushing right now is going to accomplish. But you're setting, you know.
I figure some of it is, like, she goes into class and she's happy and she's laughing. She has a good time when she's in there. She just hates having to get up and go.
Right.
Right.
Like, if she had a choice between sitting at home and watching, you know,
bubble. And then
nubbies,
there, don't you think there's a fine line? I mean, at some point we do have to push them to get out and go. And as you said, once they get there, they're happier. Mm-hmm. And I think that, As an adult woman now, I am learning that we have to teach our kids to harness their power. And so at this point, I believe that each and every one of us, if we start early, if we start teaching our kids how to harness their power, then they won't be adults who have no idea about the power of possibility. And that's what I saw in all these great women. And I guess that's really why I wanted to have this conversation, is because I really wanted people to maybe think about the power that lies within. And we, for the last several weeks on Real Women, Real Talk, the theme has really been a lot about fear and how you push past that fear. And you said it, Steph. You said, I wasn't really a leader. I really didn't want to leave the firm, the security.
Right.
Most of us
Absolutely.
Don't want to leave the security of where we are.
Right.
But you have to push past that, and how do you do that? Especially if you don't have the support of somebody saying, yes, you can.
That's a great question. I can honestly tell you, I don't know, because I don't know if I would have had the inner fortitude to do that without my husband. I would have gone looking for another security blanket, hands down. I would have, because that is, you know, that's my worker bee. That's my follower, you know, just who I am. It took my husband, who is a leader, who has no fear. I mean, he just looks at it and goes, there's no failure if you try.
Absolutely. And there is no failure if you try.
And he's amazing. If he has any lack of self-esteem, I've not seen it. And I mean, he's very confident in his capabilities to succeed. And so, He kind of, it's almost like he made that transfusion of, you will have this confidence. I don't care what we do, but you will have it. And there are days, I'd say at least once a week, where he has to come up and he say, you know, you've done more than you knew you could. Now buck up. You will not be afraid today.
You will not be afraid today.
Yeah. And so for the women who don't have that, oh my gosh, I wish I could send you my Michael.
But no, you don't.
No, you can't have him, but I'll share.
You know what? And don't you think, though, Donna, that this is where, when you don't have somebody, that you have to harness that spiritual power?
Yeah.
That power that's greater than yourself.
Right. Exactly. Until you can find someone like her husband or my husband to have that strong backbone, you have to just pull it from within, you know, and thank the good Lord for helping you find it.
Absolutely. And I know, Donna, that In your business, you are surrounded by really a lot of women.
Yes.
And helping to lead those women. Now, it is not every woman's goal to start her own business, and I think that's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
But I do think that wherever you are, you got to try to harness that power to be the best that you can be right where you are.
Absolutely. Oh, exactly. We've got a retired temp came back in for a couple of days and is going to be working with us. And we were just talking about that yesterday, whether it's women or men, that, you know, you want to go to work, whether it's your own business or you're working for someone, and you want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want it to be a stressful day. At day's end, you want to go to work to make your life better and to be able to go to work and leave and come home and be happy with your family. And if you're not happy doing what you're doing 8 hours a day or six hours of working part-time, it is going to play havoc on your family life, whether you're single or married with children. And it'll start tearing
you apart.
It drains
you.
It drains you. And stress can be a quiet killer.
Absolutely.
Some people wear their stress on the outside, many wear it on the inside. They can make it look like there's nothing going wrong.
Absolutely.
And then, sad to say,
dying on the inside.
Dying on the inside, slowly destroying your organs and tearing your body down, and the body is slowly shutting down because you have not empowered yourself
Absolutely.
To be happy doing what you're doing or to be able to do what Stephanie did and said, I'm very happy where I'm at, but I just, my calling is somewhere else, and I need to make that step and forge a new path for myself.
Absolutely. Yo, I hear the music. I've got to take a quick time out. You're on point, everybody. But we're back with more Real Women, Real Talk, right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana. A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. a trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure, unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. And we're also joined by Donna Caffaretta, who is the marketing director. And I'm going to tell you one thing. There is no better place to walk into the bank and feel so warm. And I really mean this, Donna, so warm and so welcome. And Stephanie is affirming that as well. Just the team at every branch, no matter who you are, they are always ready and willing to help.
Well, they make it more than just that. It's a family matter. Like my dad been there, and when he started to decline in health, it was a family matter. Like, you didn't just talk just to my dad. You brought us in as a family and said, here's what we can do. Mm-hmm. Here's how we can help. The week that he passed away, I went into the bank and said, we've got to take care of some things very quickly. It was like going to family. I mean, it was just
and
such
that's
an
the
awesome
way it
thing.
Feels. That is... Right. That is the energy that is, and I use this word a lot, it's palpable. You can absolutely feel it when you walk into the branch. So kudos to Southern Heritage Bank, and thank you guys for supporting the OPT Network, because this is how we are able to do what we do. Also, I want to remind everybody that Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary, he is giving away, yes, giving away. When you sign up, when you qualify and sign up, he's giving away iPad 2s, yes, for just switching over. I guarantee you, no matter what you're paying, he's going to beat the price. He's going to make sure that you have all the channels that you want. He's going to give you all the bundling that you need. You're going to get great service, and you're going to get an iPad 2. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. And when you say you're a part of the OPT Network, he's going to give you an additional $50 off of your first month's bill. Y'all, it don't get no better than that. So go by, holler at them at 318-767-2220. They're on the South Circle right there as you're traveling through the heart of Alexandria. Also, we want to thank our State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa Fields is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. And we've been telling you, we're going to get Rosa in to talk about the fact that hurricane season is beginning June 1st, y'all. So let's be on point with that. Rosa and her team, they can be reached at 318-487-1881. Y'all, this morning, we're joined by Stephanie Prestridge. She's the attorney and owner of Lineage Law Firm. Also, Donna Caffaretta, she's the marketing director at Southern Heritage Bank. And we're talking about harnessing your power. And every single conversation that we have on the air, even when we have people like Mrs. Obama, all of our guests say, you got to find a way to record what happens during the break.
Yeah.
Because it's so incredible. During the break, we were talking about finding those boundaries. But we were talking about also the fact that women especially, Donna, And you were saying that you had a friend. We look at women and we think, and I've said this a million times, we think we know who they are. We think that they've got it all together. They look good on the outside, but on the inside, there is a physical death that's happening. And you were talking about one of your friends with this happening.
Yes, yes. About 15 years ago, she was just a powder keg of a woman, probably on every board that you could imagine, and not just a name on a board. You know, she was an active member of major community service boards, doing things, coming out for every corporate event.
Taking care of everybody.
Care of everybody. She was a mother. She was a grandmother. She was a loving wife. There were signs that unfortunately were not identified by some people behind the scenes at my past bank up in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, one day at lunch, she couldn't take it anymore and, you know, went home and fell asleep in the garage with the car running. She was the type of woman that did for everyone, but mm-hmm. when she had those demons tearing down her spirit and her soul, she couldn't outreach herself to find anyone to help her.
I mean, when I heard that, I said, you know, this really exemplifies what we talk about all too often, that you can get the right handbag, you can have the right outfit, you can be driving the right car, you can be living in the right neighborhood, and everything can look perfect. But if we don't, and I'm talking about men too, but I'm especially talking about women, because Stephanie, at the beginning of the show, you and I were talking off the air, and you were saying men just don't seem to have a problem saying what it is.
Right.
But women do.
That's one of the things that, you know, I like about men, is that they're very comfortable typically in their own skin saying, hey, look, I don't like what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, or that's not going to work for me. And women, on the other hand, and Donna, as a businesswoman, tell me if this has been your experience. Women will sometimes say something that's unintentionally offensive or even intentionally offensive. And instead of saying, you're out of line, we'll say something like, isn't that special? I mean, come on, could you please just sheath your claws?
Mm-hmm.
And how about just say, really?
Right.
But women do that, and I think, God, what a...
Or they go behind each other's back,
uh-huh,
and talk about it, as opposed to just putting it out there on the table and saying what it really is.
Right, exactly. No, but you are right. And you know, we're focusing on women, but sometimes it takes those strong men behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband has pointed out over the years, because I believe I've gotten more empowered, as I was telling you in the break,
mm-hmm,
as I've aged. As I was telling Stephanie,
I thought that was
just
powerful.
Turned 49 for the first time, and I'm getting ready to embrace, you know, turning 50.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been more empowered. The 30s were wonderful, but I'm loving my 40s, and I'm celebrating moving out of my 40s.
Wow.
But my husband says that he sees in me, and he sees in a lot of women, that we worry too much about what other people think.
Mm.
Absolutely.
We've got
Absolutely.
To stop worrying about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Hard,
and you know,
it is hard.
It is because very hard. But men like do shoot from the hip.
We're people pleasers, though.
That's right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Like you're supposed
right.
to, your kids are supposed to be good. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to be a good wife. Your husband's supposed to love you. You're supposed to be a good neighbor, a good citizen.
Your house is supposed to be clean.
Exactly. we'll talk about that later. But, you know, it's supposed to be all of these things. And so you do care. Oh, my goodness. My mother-in-law came to see me, and I love my mother-in-law. And I walked in my house, and I went, oh, my goodness, please close your eyes and let me clean the kitchen real fast. And guys, my kitchen's clean. I'm a neat freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an absolute neat freak. But it wasn't as neat as I thought it should be.
Perfection.
And all I could think was, she's such an amazing lady, and she saw my house at less than perfect.
Mm-hmm.
She saw it lived in. And I mean, that's just one of those instantaneous, you know, like knee-jerk, oh, my goodness. And
need that approval.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
And so, Donna, you talk about embracing who you are as you age.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about?
I think it's the confidence, the self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some young women, they get it. They have it early, and they never lose it. But I think sometimes even those that have that self-esteem and empowerment early, they get bogged down with those demands through mm-hmm. high school and through college, mm-hmm. and then they've got to find themselves, and they're proving themselves because they're climbing the corporate ladder. Mm-hmm. Well, after 25 years in the corporate world, working in general for 32 years now, I'm on that back end, and you know, when I moved down here 7 years ago, and I brought over 20 years of experience in banking, and I found Southern Heritage Bank, it was nice to find a management team that saw what I was good at, and they let me do my job, and that is so empowering, mm-hmm. you know, and I give it my all, you know, 8 hours a day.
Absolutely, and you know,
but I've just so much. I'm just finding more and more empowerment as I grow older.
You know, the reason for these, there are so many reasons for these conversations, but another reason is I don't want any person, whether they're a man or a woman, to live a life mm-hmm. that you go to work every day and you absolutely hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going because you have benefits. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It helps to pay your bills, but you absolutely hate it. And I'm telling you, with all of the deaths, all of the catastrophic things that are happening in the world, life is just too short to hate what you're doing.
Exactly, exactly. And you, from us talking, you can see where Stephanie has forged, you know, her independence, and mm-hmm. which is wonderful. And whether you are college bound or you're working towards a trade, you know, not every job is for everyone. And sometimes I think it's that lack of education about yourself and your personality mm-hmm. index when you're trying to find a job. And if you would just take the time to maybe learn about yourself and your strengths and your weaknesses, you'll find that frontline job isn't for you. You need to be somewhere behind mm-hmm. the scenes. It's going to make your life a lot happier.
One of the things that Donna said, and I just think this is so fundamentally important, is when you talked about coming here 7 years ago, you said it was so nice to find the management team that let me do what I was good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, think about that. Like I'm a good lawyer. There are better lawyers. There will always be better lawyers, but, you know, when I finally, you know, found the courage to go out on my own, here's what I found. It's not that just I had someone there to say, you're going to do this, you're going to be brave enough to do it. But when we sat down and we assessed, what are you good at doing? I'm good with people, and I love it. I love it all day long. I could talk to them all day long. And I found the right team to let me do what I'm good at doing. I got to be me. I got every day I get to be Steffi Prestridge. And that's a really cool thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be, you know, Steffi Prestridge superpower lawyer, because I'm not good at that. I'm just not. So I really appreciated the fact that you, one, worked and found, one, what you were good at doing, and then two, you were courageous enough to find the team that lets you do what you're good at doing, so you didn't get molded into being something else.
Absolutely.
That's fundamental.
The power of finding and harnessing who you are and what you're good at. Y'all, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I gotta take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about harnessing the power of your own boundaries and not letting people come in and get you their way, but forging those boundaries. Everybody, you're on point. I got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
No. I'm wide awake.
What is it? Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. Y'all, it's that time of the year. They are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. And for a free consultation for your home or your business, here's the number. It's 448-4000, 448-4000, 318-448-4000. Yes or no? Y'all, this morning we're joined by Donna Caffaretta. She's the marketing director at Southern Heritage Bank. Also, Stephanie Prestridge. She is an attorney and the owner of Lineage Law Firm. And we're just having an incredible conversation about how we as a people harness and own our power. And before I forget, before we go into boundaries, Stephanie, I love what you said. And anytime I love what someone says, I write it down because I want to make a mental note of it, even though I make it my business to do it every day. You said one of the ways that we affirm our power is with our words.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. You said it yourself this morning when you were kind of in that funk and you started talking back to it and you started saying how you were going to handle that and how you were going to approach your day.
Mm-hmm.
You affirmed how you were going to be. So, you know, I told you, I'll tell anybody within a shouting distance how much I love my husband, how incredible my child is, how much I love my job. But I harnessed that power. I said what's important mm-hmm. to me. I said how my life is rolling. And I say how these things are affecting me. So
you make the decision.
I made that decision. And I tell you what's important. And it's not just that it's true that I do feel that way. But do you know the more I say it, the stronger I feel?
Mm.
I mean, so it's I'm affirming these good things in my life. And it's wonderful.
And
it's
even amazing. When those good things, Donna, may not be so good. You and we're all married here. And we know how challenging it can be.
It's a job.
It is to be in a marriage that is powerful and that works. And when you said, I affirm my husband and my love for him, every day you don't feel like loving your husband, but you still got to affirm
every
that.
Day. I don't have to like what he's doing at
absolutely.
The moment to not like him. I mean, I love that man. I love him. I thank God for him every day. Now, I wish that he would leave his laundry in the dirty clothes pile and not at the end of the bed. I wish that he took more interest in cleaning the kitchen. But you know something? I love that man. I love him.
I love that.
And so that's just, you know, just every day. I'll tell it to anybody. And that is my power right there. Mm. I decide how things are going in my life. And that doesn't mean that I don't have bad days or I don't have, you know, things that knock me down.
Mm-hmm.
But I decide what things are great in my life. My husband, my child, our home, our family. We are blessed.
Doesn't that just
day.
Bless you, Donna?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's just
And y'all haven't met him yet.
Yeah. Oh, but I want to. I'm telling you. But it's that empowering. I think we were also talking about how you can be very dependent mm-hmm. on your spouse. But a good, healthy marriage is when, if you've got that three-legged stool,
mm-hmm.
you're very dependent on each other, and the other two pegs, you can also be very independent
absolutely.
Of each other.
And you absolutely. Have to be. And in your business, Stephanie, you see it all the time as you are creating wills for people and end-of-life plans.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to you still have to be independent enough that if something happens to one or the other, and this is another whole conversation that we need to have, that you need to be able to carry that.
Absolutely. Every day I see someone come in who husband paid the bills for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where our money is. Right. I don't know what we have. I'll be honest with you. My mom was somewhat involved, but when my dad died, oh my goodness. I mean, my goodness, what do we do? So, you know, there is that unit where everybody has the responsibilities, but you have to be active. You
mm-hmm.
have to harness your own power enough to step up and say, I need to understand this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's parts of my job where my husband understands the mechanics of running an office better than I do, and I am very lazy.
I'm raising my hand. I don't want
to know how to do all of that.
Me too.
I really don't, but I actually sat down and on our calendar, you know, over the next couple of months, I'm having meetings with my husband to
right.
learn how to do these things, because if he wanted to go on vacation and I needed to work, I couldn't do what he does. I need to be able to at least paddle through.
Absolutely.
So, and this
That's
is the same
powerful.
Thing in your life. You just need to have some grasp so that if something does happen, good, bad, or in between, something happens, you have the skill
right.
and the confidence to say, I can at least carry through.
And it's like you talked about, Donna, that stool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stool
yes.
will still be level.
Right.
And it'll still be strong, even though maybe a part is missing, but you'll still have the dynamic and understand how to make it go.
Right.
And
right.
I think we all really need to take a page out of that book, and I'm speaking for myself personally. But before we've got to go, I really want to talk about boundaries and how we set those boundaries. Real quick, Donna, we talked about the boundaries that you've set in your life in terms of your health.
Yes. You know, I've been involved with the American Heart Association for the last 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've watched young women in their teens, in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
30s, even up into their 60s, having heart attacks mm-hmm. and heart surgeries. Mm-hmm. And I myself have been a health project with my heart,
mm-hmm.
and it's hereditary. And so the last 3 months here, I just decided, you know, I've got to make some boundaries and some goals for myself. And I've been empowering myself as I'm aging to find more energy,
mm-hmm.
to drop weight, to try to help my cholesterol levels, to help my heart levels. I don't want to be, you know, my father had his first heart attack at 45. I'm 49. I passed those
mm-hmm.
benchmarks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to keep looking at the benchmarks in mirroring my parents as I grow older.
Absolutely.
I want to have an active, healthy, older life. And as we're moving towards retirement.
And I think that that's a great last word. Y'all, own your boundaries. Own the power to harness those things that lie within you. Own the ability to think about possibility. You know what? We trust that every time we have these conversations, every time we open up the microphone with great women like Donna Caffaretta, Stephanie Prestridge, and all of the women that grace the round table, that you will walk away with at least one thing that will empower your life to be better. Donna and Stephanie, we're so out of time, but I want to thank you guys for spending the very busiest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Well,
thanks for having us.
Yes. Absolutely.
Great morning.
Absolutely amazing. And thank all of you for always listening so attentively and always being the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. And we ask you every morning, we say, you know what? We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Love yourself and harness your power. Thank you again for joining for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. But guess what? Even though it's Memorial Day weekend, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Have a great and a safe, safe weekend.
follow.